future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from San Francisco. So let's get down to business. So today I'm at the Neo DevCon, which is phenomenal. And I'm going to be reporting on all the highlights. And I'm going to be talking about in detail what the speakers were talking about and why it's relevant. So far, it is 11 o'clock in the morning, San Fran time. So I'll give you a quick update on what's been happening so far today. So my favorite speaker so far has been Da Hong Fei, the founder of Neo and Onchain. They founded Neo back in 2013. It was originally called AntShares. Now, Neo has been, AntShares was rebranded Neo late last year. And since then, they've had a phenomenal run. They're in the top, I think they're number six. They're ranked sixth on the cryptocurrency list. They have a market cap of around $8 billion. And he was talking about the vision, and his speech was, or the topic of his speech was called The New Vision. Phenomenal speech. And he was talking about what incentivizes the team, why they do what they do. And one of the things he addressed was at the minute, Neo can withstand 1,000 transactions per second, which is not a lot. By 2020, they're going to be able to do over 100,000 transactions per second. That's huge, and that's what this space needs, scalability. And by the way, that's without sharding, which is something Ethereum's kind of seeing as the holy grail to solve their scalability issues. He also spoke about in detail the motivation for why they do what they do. And it's very interesting because he was speaking about making the impossible happen. And he showed us a picture of the team back when they started. And they were, I would describe the picture as they were kind of, roughly dressed. They looked like they hadn't slept in about 3 days. And when he was in his presentation today, he was wearing a beautiful suit. He looked great. And he was talking about their grand vision and making the impossible happen. And that's what the crypto space is doing, because many people always doubted it. So he speaks about that. He spoke about his motivation. And he also spoke about what the team are doing. So the City of Zion, which is the UK community, well, not the UK, sorry, the English-speaking community for the developers, and what they're doing for the space, the events they're holding, and also, more importantly, how are they going to get to a higher rank? He said he can't speak about price, but what he can speak about is rank. So when he was talking about the rank, he's looking to be ranked number one by 2020, which with 100,000 transactions per second is definitely possible. This is something that I feel is of high importance for not just Neo, but the whole industry to have the adoption, the mainstream adoption that we need. And what he touched on as well is the projects they're currently working with. They're only working around 15 projects, so Trinity, Onchain. The list is very small, but he's looking to add 200 projects this year. If he adds 200 more projects, that would be huge for Neo. And what he's looking to work on this year, and he said this is what the industry needs next, they're looking to hold ICOs for decentralized exchanges. The biggest exchange is an exchange called Upbit. Upbit has, I think, in excess of 5 million users. And he was telling us an interesting story. The biggest exchange before was Bitstamp. And then we had Bitstamp for a year or two, and then Bitfinex came along, and they used Bitstamp's order book. And they were the biggest exchange. And then what happened? Binance came along. And after Binance, BitUp came along, and they basically have the biggest exchange at the minute. They're based out in South Korea. But he said the next big thing is decentralized exchanges, and I have to agree with him on that. I think that is the next big thing for the space. And as you probably are aware, the next big ICO out on the Neo blockchain is Nucleus.Vision. And that's a decentralized exchange, so that's going to be really exciting. But what he also spoke about as well was the need for decentralized gold, a store of value. And Bitcoin's always going to be that. And he referred to Bitcoin as the bigger brother, which I really liked, because obviously at SVK Crypto, we're big believers in Bitcoin, seeing as it's the original. And, it's good because you go to a lot of these meetups and people like to dismiss Bitcoin because it's slow, clunky. But it was great that Da Hongfei saw the potential and saw the need to have Bitcoin part of the new crypto world. And obviously he sees Neo's place as being alongside that, which was great to hear. Another talk I really enjoyed was Scott Hunter, who's the partner director of Microsoft. Scott was really knowledgeable in the space. He was talking about what kind of Microsoft's up to. They're doing lots of open source projects. From what he was kind of saying is that they're just developing, they're developing code and they're developing a lot of content, and they're hoping that people will be able to build on top of this, which is the right way to do it. And they're releasing this to the community and people can kind of fix it, edit it. And since it's open source, they can use it for whatever they feel, however they can kind of build their own projects up, which is fantastic. Something I'm really looking forward to is the next exchange. Fabio, who's the founder of City of Cause, he's going to be speaking about decentralized exchanges, which is going to be super interesting. So I'll be reporting back on that later. Some of the other speakers I'm looking forward to today, we've got a live performance from Team HODL, and they're going to be performing the Neo Anthem, which I'm not familiar with, so that's going to be cool. We have Ontology, the technical vision of distributed trust networks. That's going to be later today. From the founder, Loi Jun, who's the co-founder of, he's the founder of Ontology and also the co-founder of Onchain. We're going to have Zakilla. Zakilla are going to be down. They're going to be talking about a secure and scalable blockchain with sharding and multi-signing. So Zakilla are based on the Neo blockchain, but they're not based on the Neo blockchain. They're going to be creating their own blockchain. They had their ICO a couple of months ago, and they are creating their blockchain around sharding, which is super interesting. It's interesting how Neo decided not to go for that. And then we're going to hear from Daniel Wang, who's the founder of Loopring, which is another decentralized exchange. So we've got a busy, busy, busy day today. I thought I'd give you guys a quick update of what's been happening here. Remember to stay tuned on our Twitter page at @SVK_crypto to stay on top of what's been happening and all the pictures. I've had great pictures with Pavel Baines, the CEO of Blue Zelle, who's we had the pleasure of interviewing on our podcast. I went for a morning coffee with Soperman, who's a English YouTube sensation in the crypto space. Check out our picture on Twitter as well. I remember to join our Telegram, which is, if you go into Telegram, you type in SVK crowd, one word, you'll find us and ask any questions that you would like me to ask, and I can reach out and I can take some pictures and give you the answers from the team here. So listen, I'm your man in San Fran, so any questions, anything you'd like me to ask, anything you'd like me to take pictures of, maybe you want me to do, I don't know, meet up with some of the guys there, and I don't know, just spread the good word. But anything you'd like me to do, anyone you'd like to come on the show, please let me know. We've been inundated with requests for interviews, so it'll be interesting to see what you guys want to listen to and who you'd like on the show. I'm going to be doing the second part of the podcast later today, reporting on the second half of the day. So stay tuned. I'm going to keep pushing 5 to 10 minute audio clips of what's been happening. So stay tuned. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. I'll be back later today with an update, and I'll be reporting on what's been said. Remember to like, subscribe, and share our content. Our Twitter is at @SVK_crypto. Our Telegram is @SVK crowd, one word. And my email is cstory, CSTORRY, @SVKcrypto.com. Have a great day, and we'll be back very shortly with another quick update from DevCon number one. Have a great day.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.